This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian President Zelensky was the hardest working man in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, making the rounds, beginning with the U.S. Congress.
We spoke about a lot of different questions. We were happy that senators, the Congress, White House, really United States, of course, first of all, people of America really support us. We spoke, supported from the first days of full-scale war, and now together with us, and we spoke about everything, about support, about the situation on the battlefield, about our plans. I can't share with media all the details, but I think we had very strong dialogue with senators.
Zelensky came to Washington on a crosstown blitz that includes a meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon, President Joe Biden at the White House, and address this evening at the National Archives Museum. Tensions up a notch Thursday between Canada and India.
If there is any country, if you're talking about reputational issues and reputational damage, if there's any country that needs to look at this, I think it is Canada and its growing reputation as a place, as a safe haven for terrorists, for extremists, and for organized crime.
Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman Arindam Bakhchi, who said that India's High Commission and consulates in Canada are now unable to review visa applications due to security threats. That announcement came hours after Canada's High Commission in India said it would temporarily adjust staff presence there. Bulgaria expelled the head of the Russian Orthodox Church in Sofia and two Bulgarian priests, alleging Moscow interference. This is VOA News. Kenya is marking 10 years since a group of Somali al-Shabaab militants attacked a major shopping mall in Nairobi, killing more than 60 people. Mohammed Yusuf reports that while terror threats in the capital have since decreased, the group continues to perpetrate attacks along Kenya's coast in the country's northeastern region.
One Saturday in 2013, four armed men from the Al-Shabaab terror group stormed Westgate Mall, attacking shoppers and killing anyone on site. The attack was followed by a siege, wherein the attackers engaged security forces in a gun battle for days. In the end, 67 people were killed and more than 150 were injured. Kenyan security forces were criticized for how they handled the attack. A Nairobi-based security analyst says the mall attack has changed how Kenyan security forces deal with terror threats and attacks. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Russia said Thursday it had observed five breaches of a ceasefire that halted Azerbaijan's military operation against pro-Armenian separatist forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. Russia's defense ministry said since the agreement on cessation of hostilities was concluded, five ceasefire violations have been recorded. More allegations of racism in the United States, this time in the U.S. state of Montana, dealing with Native Americans. Associated Press reporter Jackie Quinn says U.S. government figures show that violent crimes against Native Americans have more than tripled in the past decade, and families are asking why thousands of deaths and disappearances are still unresolved.
Okay, Sarah stops pretty places.
A billboard goes up last month outside Hardin, Montana, near where Yolanda Frazier's teenage granddaughter was found murdered 4 years ago.
We started advocating because there was just no investigation going on.
The billboard has the names of four dozen missing and slain Native Americans from the Northern Cheyenne and Crow reservations.
If we don't keep moving forward with our advocacy, keep being their voice, this is just going to continue.
Critics say this shows racial injustice compared to the media frenzy that erupts when a white woman goes missing. In 2021, the newly installed Interior Secretary, Deb Haaland, created a new unit to examine these cases. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. And for videos, stories, and more, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.